Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your hosts, Sandra Flack.
1 John 4:19 says, "We love because he first loved us." And verse 21 goes on to say, "He has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and I'm thrilled today to testify of how the local church has been demonstrating God's love to local children and families in crisis through Care Portal. JFO launched Care Portal last November 2018 in Schenectady County, and in just 3 months, Capital Region churches have served 64 local children with an economic impact of over $16,000. That is just beyond what we imagined would happen in just the beginning here. So what is Care Portal? Care Portal is a technology platform that allows child welfare agencies, such as Schenectady County Office of Children and Family Services, to enter requests into this online system. The requests then are sent via email to participating churches who signed up to receive the emails. A volunteer point person at each church opens the email and shares the request with the congregation. If anyone in the church chooses to meet the request, the point person sends the email back to the county caseworker, and the caseworker and the point person work out the logistics of delivering the items to the family. When the church volunteers deliver the items, it opens up connection and ministry opportunities for the church. So, what are some of these common requests in Care Portal? They're beds, bedding, furniture, dishes, help with rent or utilities, car repairs, home repairs, cleaning and extermination assistance, moving assistance, clothing, and so much more. We've seen just an array of different things that the county have requested for local kids and families. But beds are the number one request nationwide and here locally. Bunk beds, twin beds, full-size beds, even some queen-size beds have been asked for. Why beds? The county shared with us that it's typical to find children sleeping on floors or just on mattresses on the floor, even without sheets or blankets on them. And without proper beds or bedding, a child doesn't sleep well, and that really has a negative impact on their overall emotional health. Not only that, if a biological family trying to get their children out of foster care, for example, if mom doesn't have a bed, the children won't be able to come back home unless there are beds for the children. Safe sleep is a priority for children. So every request has a purpose indicated by the county as to why the need is requested. So when the church gets a request, an email request sent to them, they know why the county is asking for these items for this particular family. So the church will know that the purpose for the request is for any number of reasons, but you'll know specifically which reason. And the reasons are to help make a foster or kinship placement, to help make an adoptive placement, to help prevent a child from entering foster care. Prevention is probably one of the number one reasons why we're seeing requests locally. To help preserve a foster, kinship, or adoptive placement. To help reunify a bio family, children coming out of foster care being reunified with their birth family. To help strengthen a biological family. To help a youth aging out of foster care. To help improve a child's well-being. To reintegrate a human trafficking survivor. Locally, we are seeing especially requests that are helping keep kids out of foster care, like I said, and that's such a huge area of impact for the local church. And I'd love to share with you some of the actual requests Schenectady County OCFS is entering into Care Portal that local churches have already met. So these are requests that have already gone out and local churches have already answered them. So I'm going to read them the way they were entered into the system. So here was one, an 11-year-old girl is sleeping on her floor because she does not have a bed or any bedding. Mother currently works 60 hours a week and is working to obtain her real estate license. It is believed that the lack of a bed is contributing to the poor mental health of this child. Her favorite colors are gray and teal, and they would need this bed, mattress, and bedding to be delivered. Now, I can also tell you that oftentimes when the church volunteers set up to deliver a bed, a bunk bed or whatever, a lot of times the recipient needs the items put together. So when a church can come in and a group is coming in and folks are putting the beds together, you're able to really interact with the family and build some connections, and really ministry starts to happen. So here's another request that was in the system. There are three children, ages 3, 2, and 9 months. The children reside with their mother. Mom works full-time and is the sole provider for the family. The older children are currently sleeping on the floor on air mattresses. Mom is requesting a queen-size bed, two twin beds with mattresses, bedding, mattress protection covers, two dressers, pillows, pots and pans, forks, spoons, microwave, and two hamper baskets. Here's another request that was met. A paternal grandmother has temporary custody of an infant. The infant is 5 months old. Paternal grandmother needed to quit her job to take in and care for the infant, making money very tight. The family is in need of a stroller, a rocker, a baby bouncer, and a car seat. Due to state law and regulation, the car seat would have to be brand new. Churches stepped up, collaborated together, and met those requests. A foster child is in need of a new pair of prescription eyeglasses as hers are broken. She already received a pair this year, and her insurance will not cover a new pair. We would like a $100 gift card to Walmart to purchase two pairs of glasses for her so she will have a spare pair. And here's another request that came in. Two boys, ages 7 and 8, are living with their godmother due to mom's drug abuse. They are in high need for a set of bunk beds or two twin beds with mattresses and bedding. The family could also use a dresser, couch, a kitchen table with chairs. The need for these items is normal and no rush. The family needed to relocate to be able to accommodate the children living there, and now they have minimal furniture and minimal financial resources. When I read these requests and I see them, I really begin to think about how the church is beginning to realize in light of the Reproductive Health Act that was passed here in New York, how the church is beginning to realize that we need to not be so asleep on this issue, because this is an area where the church can engage. This was a grandmother, you know, who takes in custody of her grandchildren, or a godparent who takes in kids, or a relative, and they're saying yes to help these children, but they need some supports to be able to do that. So this is such an easy and effective way for the church to help. Here is one. Back in October, a mom and her two children had to leave their home abruptly and be placed in an out-of-county domestic violence shelter. As a result, they were not able to bring their belongings with them. The landlord got rid of all of their stuff, and the family had to start over. This family could benefit from new beds, as they are currently sleeping on the floor in their new apartment. The mother has asked for two twin beds with mattresses, bedding, and pillows. The 11-year-old's favorite color is blue, and the 12-year-old's favorite color is red. So these requests were actual requests entered into the care portal by Schenectady County Office of Children and Family Services, and local churches collaborated together to meet each one. If you were listening to some of those things and it was such a long list of big items like beds and dressers, we're not seeing where just one church is answering a full request. We're seeing churches actually be the church collaborating together to meet these needs. So one church might, you know, grab the mattresses, and another church might get the bed frames, and another church might get the bedding, and they're working together to get these items. And it's just incredible to see. So this care portal is working, and it's having a positive impact. And I want to share with you what the county is saying, because we're partnering with a local county, Schenectady County, to help them help the families that they're working with. So we've gotten some positive feedback, all positive feedback, in fact, from Schenectady County. So this is some of the things the caseworkers are saying. And I'll quote, "Care Portal is a great way to keep our community close. These churches reached out and provided for this family. Items were delivered quickly and in perfect condition." Another quote, "The kinship family is able to purchase windows needed to be approved as a kinship foster home. The children placed there will be able to stay with friends and in their own community and stay in their school, lessening the trauma that could be experienced by being separated from their mother." And Liz Roberts Laura, she's an adoption and foster supervisor at the county, she said, "We have never had a resource like this before." The county's pretty blown away by the fact that churches are working together and they're meeting these needs. They've given Care Portal a 5-star rating. And so have the participating churches. So I've got some testimonies from some of our participating churches, and in a few minutes I'll give you a list of all of the churches that are currently participating in Care Portal, because we need to continue to grow the network. The more churches involved, the more churches there are to collaborate together, the more children and families will be served locally. So we need to continue to grow the network. So while I'm talking, if you feel like, hey, our church can do that, well, we need you to enroll in Care Portal. So Liberty Church in Schenectady is one of our rock star churches, and I want to share a couple of things that was that we heard from them. Alyssa Dabrowalskis is the point person at Liberty Church. That means she gets the email from the county through the Care Portal, and one of the things she said was, "I love how Care Portal enables churches to be the hands and feet of Christ in their communities." And then she actually sent me an email, and I really want to just read the email testimony that she sent, because I couldn't say it better. So I want you to hear exactly what she wrote to me. She said that God put two strong thoughts on her heart in wake of the tragic passing of the Reproductive Health Act in New York. She says, "First, Care Portal is an awesome way to practically and tangibly show that human life has value. As Christians, we are rightfully outraged, devastated, and disgusted by this newly revised law, but we can do more than just voice our opposition. We can demonstrate that we not only want mothers to choose life, we are willing to come alongside them when they're struggling as parents. It's not enough just to say life has value, we need to show it in our actions too, and Care Portal literally emails opportunities to mirror Christ's love directly to churches." And Alyssa says, "Second, and at least," she says, "at least for me personally, Care Portal has been a light in the midst of so much darkness. I'm bombarded with news articles and Facebook posts about things like the government shutdown, the Reproductive Health Act, racial tensions in the U.S., human trafficking, and many other things going on around the world. It's easy for me to see these things and become overwhelmed with how deeply our state, country, and world have fallen. But in the midst of all of that, I've also seen church members donate money, friends pass along items, and even strangers from Marketplace give away items they were selling. These people have all given me glimpses of God, and hopefully we provide a glimpse of God to the families we have been given the opportunity to serve through Care Portal." So I love what Alyssa shared. Also, Marianne Bowman of Faith Baptist Church up in Rexford. Marianne says, "This family requested much less than they actually needed. We were able to additionally supply a set of bunk beds and 4 twin mattresses and bedding for all. Love getting our congregation involved. Love this ministry." Marianne also had shared with me that she got to go on a delivery of some items and got to visit with one of the mom who was receiving the items that were being delivered. And she said, just talking with her and hearing the mom talk about her kids, she said, really, it was just, we're both just moms. We're both just moms wanting to do the best we can for our kids. So I love that testimony. And Sarah Sebast up at Sunrise Bible Church. Sarah says, we love being able to help families in need in our community. And without Care Portal connecting us, we wouldn't know the needs out there. So we are very excited to be able to assist a mom with her ability to get her child to school. A stroller made that possible, and a family from our church was thrilled to buy her one. And then Heather from Grace Baptist Church in Guilderland says, such a wonderful way to share with those in need and work together with other churches. I'm so thankful to be part of this connecting items with true needs in the community. So like I said, our churches are loving it. They've also given it a 5-star rating. So far locally, we have 13 active participating churches, and we have 3 more that just enrolled, so they still need to be activated. And we need your church to join the Care Portal Network here in the Capital Region. The more churches participating, like I mentioned, the more children and families can be served. And then that way also, it's not just a couple of churches doing all the work. We need everyone to participate and really be the hands and feet of Jesus in this. So New York churches can enroll by simply going to our website, justicefororphansny.org, and click on the Care Portal tab at the top of the page and follow the link. Any church from anywhere can also learn more and enroll by actually just going to careportal.org. So you can do it either way. But if you're in New York, you can go to the Justice for Orphans website. And if you're in New York or anywhere, you can go to careportal.org and enroll your church that way. So also at careportal.org, you can check out the map of the United States to follow the activity going on in your state. And I will confess to you that I visit the website daily, several times a day, to check out the latest data from New York. That's how come I knew 64 children had been served so far. Those numbers are updated all the time. The requests go in, the churches fill the requests, the county caseworkers update, and then we're able to really keep track and see constantly the changing numbers as needs are getting met. So it's an amazing way to be able to see. So I invite you, go to careportal.org, click on map, and then just zoom in on New York, and then zoom in on Schenectady County. And there you will see red exclamation points on the map. And those red exclamation points, each one is an actual request in Care Portal. If you click on one of those red exclamation points, you can actually read a need that is on there, that is live and waiting to be filled. If you click on, you can kind of click a button and have it show you what churches there are. You can see these little orange shields with crosses that represents each active church. We have many active churches in Schenectady County, but we also have some churches out in Saratoga County and in Albany County that they want to get on board, even though their counties aren't on board yet. And they want to help children and families in the Capital Region. So they've joined us in being part of the network. So you can see those churches and where they are. They're represented by those little orange crosses. You can also click the button that'll tell you the children that have been served. And then what would come up on the map are these little orange stick figures. We call them Henry. And each little Henry represents an actual child that was served locally. So you can see where all the children were in Schenectady County that have been served by the church through Care Portal. It really is amazing. And I just love seeing all of those little Henry stick figures because it's, so far there's 64. Probably by the time you actually hear this interview, this podcast, if you were to go on the map and click on New York, there would be higher numbers because it goes up almost daily, definitely weekly, almost daily. Our churches are often making deliveries on Saturday mornings. So usually by the next week, the caseworkers have updated things and we get to see the numbers grow. So I want to thank our participating churches because without you, this wouldn't be happening. So I'm going to list them alphabetically and tell you where they are. We have Abounding Love, Christian Fellowship in Ravenna. That is my own home church. Bethel Full Gospel Church in Schenectady, Faith Baptist in Rexford, Global Prophetic Ministries in Schenectady, Grace Baptist in Gilderland, Harmony Fellowship Schenectady, Liberty Church Schenectady, Life Church Albany, One Church Clifton Park, Redemption Church Schenectady, Restoration Hill Ministries in Slingerlands, Sunrise Bible Church in Schenectady, and Trinity Baptist Church in Schenectady. And newly enrolled, we have City View Church in Scotia, King's Chapel in Glenmont, and Loudonville Christian Church in Loudonville. So we just thank those churches for participating and coming on board, but we need your church to enroll. What does it mean to enroll your church? Well, once you enroll your church at careportal.org, if you're here in New York, I will connect with you to set up an orientation for your point person. The point person is the one who will receive the email request from the county. So you kind of need a volunteer from your church to be willing to be that person, somebody with a heart for kids, a heart for families. That person, that point person, then when they receive the email from the county, they share the need with the congregation. And then they work out the logistics with the county caseworker to meet that need. If someone from your congregation says, hey, okay, you need a bunk bed, we will get the bunk bed. So then you work it out that way. Now, Justice for Orphans manages the Care Portal platform here in New York. That means we implement the network in a county. We grow the network of participating churches. We train the volunteers, and we oversee and manage operations. So that's something that we do continually. And I myself, Sandra Flack, I am the regional manager of Care Portal here, and I'm available to visit your church. I can come and cast vision. I can meet with your leadership, and we can help you get this valuable ministry tool to your church. Justice for Orphans is an all-volunteer-run nonprofit, and we incur some costs to utilize and manage the Care Portal network. So we also ask participating churches to invest in JFO with a monthly gift of $100. And some churches are giving more than that, some a little bit less. We've got some that actually give the $100. We're also looking for individuals and businesses to invest in this ministry so that we can have that impact together here in New York and here locally to help children and families in crisis. What are some other ways you can help, whether your church is involved in Care Portal yet or not? So in addition to enrolling your church, because that's something we really need each church to do, but in addition to enrolling your church, you could donate items, be it beds, bedding, furniture, whatever it might be. You could actually donate items to one of the participating churches, the ones I named earlier, to help them meet needs. You could also provide some gift cards to places like Walmart or Target or Amazon or wherever. You could donate some gift cards to these churches so that they, when a request comes through, they can very easily go purchase bedding and different things that they might need to fulfill a request. You could pray for the children and families at the heart of each request. You can actually go on to the Care Portal website, careportal.org, and at the top of the page, you can see it'll give you the number of open requests. And as I'm looking at the page right now, it says 555 open requests. That's nationwide, spread out across 19 states. But if you were to click on that, you could then enter Schenectady County, New York, and it would give you a list of the requests and the little description as to why the request is asked for. So that way, you'll know what's going on, you'll know what the needs are, but you could pray for those specific families. So prayer is crucial. Pray for county caseworkers who serve these families every day and have a heart for these families, but they're limited as to what they can do. And we've got the church now coming alongside and lightening their load. Pray that God opens the door for the next county. Our goal is to grow the network into all Capital Region counties. And you can also give a financial gift to Justice for Orphans to help us continue care portal here in the Capital Region. We are thrilled that so far 64 local children have been served through local churches, through care portal, and that's in just 3 months' time. We invite you to partner with us to grow this impact locally. To learn more, you can visit justicefororphansny.org and click on the Care Portal tab. You can also go directly to careportal.org. So I am Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans No More, and I'm inviting you to enroll your church in Care Portal, give to support the network, help the churches that are involved by donating items. We've had situations where folks from churches will hear about, you know, somebody's got a set of bunk bed frames that they want to get rid of that are in their basement. We've had churches coming and picking up items right from you and taking them on delivery. So there's such vast opportunities for you to help in this area. We know that not everybody can become an adoptive parent and not everybody can become a foster parent, but through Care Portal, everyone in your congregation can get involved and serve local children and families in crisis. It's easy, it's effective, it's working. These requests are all vetted by the county, so it's not individual families or people putting the requests into the system, but it is really, it's the county caseworkers who uncover these needs and they put the request into the system. It's an excellent ministry and discipleship tool for your church. So learn more, go to justicefororphansny.org, click on Care Portal. You can also go directly to careportal.org. Like I said, I'm Sandra Flack. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Orphans No More and allowing me to give you an update on Care Portal here in the Capital Region. You can find more shows on our website at justicefororphansny.org and our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for us, Justice for Orphans. We are a nonprofit ministry on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. And what easier or more effective way is there than to actually be participating in Care Portal? Learn more at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.